Sue?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Al?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
With little discussion and a unanimous vote of the mayor and four councillors present, the library construction project went to ASRC McGraw Constructors. At $3.9 million, with all the options, McGraw's was the lowest of five bids. It was also well below the $4.5 million architect's estimate for the building. McGraw also constructed Petersburg's Mountain View Manor expansion, the Aquatic Center, and most recently, the new fire hall. The council also approved an $184,000 contract for MRV Architects to continue their engineering and architecture work through the project's completion, and they awarded a $158,000 contract for T Harbor Construction to independently administer and inspect McGraw's work. City officials estimated last year that the entire project would cost a total of just under $6.8 million from design to completion. That number includes $500,000 for the value of the land itself. Voters approved a $1.5 million bond measure to help pay for the library, but most of the funding came from the state legislature. There have also been many private donations and a $500,000 contribution from the Rasmussen Foundation. The groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled for June 2nd. Also Monday, the council approved a $269,000 contract for Juno's Silver Bow Construction to replace the roof at the original Mountain View Manor building, a $141,000 contract for Global Diving and Salvage of Seattle to install anti-corrosion anodes in South Harbor, and a $148,000 award for Petersburg's Tamiko Construction to put in a new dolphin for larger boats that moor against the city's port dock. Harbor Master Glo Wallen described the work for that project.
It is an addition of the a dolphin out at the end of the Petro dock. We did a bunch of new construction out there, and this is to protect that from all the big boats that come along and slam alongside the face of the dock. So this is kind of a fender pile as well as a turning dolphin.
Sounds like we need them.
Yes, we need it desperately.
And in other news, the city may pull out of the Inter-Island Ferry Authority. Petersburg was one of the founding members of that community-based service more than a decade ago with the hopes that it would eventually provide local service. The IFA did try a run between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and South Mitkoff Island, but there were not enough passengers to sustain it. Currently, the IFA only runs between Hollis and Ketchikan, and it's planning to sell one of its two vessels. Petersburg City Clerk Kathy O'Rear, who serves as Petersburg's representative to the IFA board, did not expect the organization could restore its second route anytime soon, considering the economic challenges it faces.
The possibility of the IFA filling the need for a regional ferry service, which we have all anticipated and hoped to become a reality, is just not possible in this economy. Currently, the Stikeen is the main ship servicing the Prince of Wales Island communities, while the older vessel, the original vessel, Prince of Wales, is on the selling block. Although it is not doom and gloom for the IFA, it has become evident that its services will not be made available to Petersburg for many years into the future.
O'Rear questioned whether Petersburg should keep a voting seat on the IFA at this point and asked the council to consider whether it should withdraw from the organization. Councillor Rick Braun raised the issue of the newly formed North End Ferry Authority, another community-based service out of Kaufman Cove on Prince of Wales.
Has there been any contact from the city of Kaufman Cove for us to join the Rainforest Ferry?
Not that I'm aware of. I do question their ability to provide the service if IFA, as long as they've been in existence, can't make that northern run. I cannot even phantom how Kaufman Cove thinks they can.
But
it'd be great if they can, but it's really questionable.
The Rainforest Island Ferry Service recently bought a used oil rig supply vessel from the Gulf of Alaska. It's refitting the 160-foot boat for service between Ketchikan, Prince of Wales, Wrangell, and the South Mitkoff Island Ferry Terminal south of Petersburg. Officials with the new organization say they expect to have lower operating costs than the IFA and enough ridership to make the service work. They expect to begin service in July. Meanwhile, Petersburg's council voted to draft a resolution for withdrawal from the IFA. That will be up for a vote at the next council meeting. If it passes, it will then require voter ratification this fall. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.